Item five, Clark Crippen, docket number 081179. Mr. Graham, can we take 081179 and 081426 at the same time? Are there circumstances ready to do that? Okay. And today, if you would, if members of the Habitat staff would introduce themselves as they come forward for Mr. Lane's benefit.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
On these two items, since I was absent when the majority of the information was presented at the last meeting, I will abstain on these two items.
You will be abstaining for that? Mr. Lane, same? Okay. Just to further clarify, the reason for abstention is neither one of these associate members was present for the entire briefing on when the initial decision was made.
Good morning, staff. My name is Dan Bacon, work for Habitat Management. Okay. We're going to put these two together, and like I said, since you guys sent it to us abstaining from this, do you want me to go through the whole? Just go through this beginning part of it, okay? We're both doing both together. Mr. Clark Crippen and Mr. and Mrs. Leo Butterball request the commission reconsideration of the August 26, 2008 decision to approve their after-fact request contingent on their agreement to pay the $600 civil fee. Okay, by letter dated the 4th, September 11th, September, the Crippen and the Butterball sent the commission a letter asking for the $600 civil charge be removed. The commission sent them both back letters stating that the only one that could remove that would be the commission itself. That's why we are here today looking at this civil charge. I'm just going to go right. To go right to the bottom of this one. In this case, another instance of the commission decision to grant after the fact approval was specifically conditioned on agreement to pay a civil charge. The imposition of the civil charge, however, is consensual. It is not a penalty that can be unilaterally imposed. Clearly, the civil charge was imposed without either the Crippens or the Butterballs agreement and concurrence, since neither was attendance at the meeting. The inducement to agree a civil charge is a preclude of any further enforcement, including denial of restoration as permitted by code. Since the commission approved other similar structures and even moved to grant approval for Mr. Crippen's and the Butterball's retention of their structures, we furthermore, as a matter of equity, seem to seem unreasonable to treat the Crippen's and the Butterball's structures as different from those that were approved by the commission prior to this. As a result, in this instance, staff would recommend the commission agree to grant the after-the-fact approval without requirement to consent to civil charge.
So, to cut to the chase, the bottom line is that the staff's position that since the after-the-facts were approved for the other individuals that were here, staff is now recommending that the civil charge not be imposed on these individuals as well. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. What I would like to do, though, is I think the reason, and the maker of the motion is Mr. Schick, and you correct me if I'm wrong in trying to condense this, the bottom line was that there was some concern by the commission that the individuals were less than willing to allow staff on the premises to conduct the official business of the Commonwealth. Is that correct?
That's correct. I felt that,
Mr. Schick.
I felt that the other folks had yielded to the request of the agent, and inspections were done, and everything was handled in a very easy manner. These two cases were, from what I've seen, contentious, not allowing the agent to come on their property to inspect structures that were built over state-owned bottom. And I think that even though the structures were approved on the other cases, I think there's more involved. They had mitigating circumstances in their cooperation, where in these two cases there weren't.
Well, I think that's appropriate at this time. Both of the individuals, I believe, are here. I think we should hear from them to hear their side of, since they weren't here the other day, and we can make a decision on the civil charge. Thank you. Any other questions of Mr. Bacon? Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to follow up on that same issue, both of these applicants interfered with the compliance inspections by denying staff access to the property. In your recommendation, you're recommending that we essentially waive the civil charge, but you're not asking us to condone that type of interference with the state's business.
No, sir, we're not doing it at all. But since we did the other ones, we just thought it was equitable to have the same equality across all the structures.
That's okay, a good just point. To be clear.
Absolutely.
Position.
All right. Is Mr. Crippen here?
Yes, I am.
Good morning, sir. Would you like to address the commission?
Yes, I would.
Come forward, please. Could you raise your right hand? Solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to provide will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth of your God. Thank you. Could you state your name for the record, please?
Clark Dennis Crippen.
Yes, sir.
Gentlemen, I shouldn't have had to be here today. This is very unfortunate for the commission, for myself, for my neighbor, and for all involved, and for Mr. Sheff, who asked the question. I guess, if I may, I'd like to pass these up so you could take a look at them. These are the boathouses. I thought they were going to be on PowerPoint. It's a 1969 photograph and a 2006 photograph. Very quickly, I met Mr. Bacon for about 4 minutes when he drove into my yard. I was cutting the grass.
Mm-hmm.
He drove in on an unmarked car. Robert Grab said it was a state car with state plates. I was on the left side cutting my grass and my lawnmower running. I didn't see the license plate. It was a blue car or something. Two individuals in it. Mr. Bacon says to me, the first thing out of his mouth, and I let me say this, I'd already had some people in there selling steaks from Murray Steaks or something. People drive in my yard all the time, so I didn't know who they were. But he says, are you...
When did Murray Steaks arrive? That morning? Same
yeah,
time?
Okay. Yeah, different car.
Gotcha.
Anyway, so the first thing he says out of his mouth, he gets out of the car, the individual that was with him in the passenger side, now I'm here, he drives in my driveway. He got out of the car, walked around the front, basically right by the car, and he said, first things out of his mouth, are you the property owner? Not Mr. Crippen, are you the property owner? I said, yes, I am. And he said... Introduce himself. I believe my name is so-and-so with Marine Resource Commission. Next thing he says, can I talk to you about your boathouse? I said, what about my boathouse? And I quote, all these boathouses are illegal and must come down. At which point I said, I've heard about you. You went over to my neighbor who's been fighting cancer in and out of the hospital and told him he had to tear his boathouse down. I said, the man couldn't even speak. He had to go in the house. I said, send me a letter. Simple as that. That's all I said to him. I never saw him again. I wouldn't even recognize him when he came up here today. I wouldn't have recognized the man. Having said that, let me go into the thing, because it's quite deep. Habitat Management Division Evaluation, which I got from one of my neighbors since I wasn't here last week. And the reason I wasn't here was no reason for me to be here, gentlemen. This was a simple matter, a simple thing.
Excuse me, Mr. Crippen, why do you think you shouldn't have been here when the permit was being heard by the commission when other members of the community were here?
My understanding, there was one member that was here, my neighbor, Charles Couch, okay? I'm on the right side, Mr. Couch is in the middle, Mr. and Mrs. Butterball are to the left, so Mr. Couch was here last
right.
And I have, okay, so anyway, in the management evaluation, Mr. Bacon states, staff attempted to contact each owner and visit each property to document size and uses of each structure. Two property owners refused to allow staff on their property. Next sentence. All structures were, however, observed and inspected during a waterborne investigation of the area with our marine police. Okay, on the issue page, there's a divergence here on the dates. A notice to comply from Mr. Crippen was sent on May 29th, and a receipt was received on May 3rd. Well, I wrote my letter on June the 3rd, and I believe they got it back on June the 5th. So that's just a small thing. In a letter accompanying his after-the-fact application, Mr. Crippen explained that he purchased the property in its present configuration in 1987. After reviewing aerial photographs, it does appear that the structure as it exists today is roughly comparable to what existed in 1969. Mr. Crippen wasn't able to produce other documentation, however, and the only way to approve it was an after-the-fact permit. No opposition has been received regarding any of the structures, although one letter of support has been provided by a neighbor in the area. Summary recommendation. I'm just highlighting here. In fact, 1969 aerial photos obtained from the county show each of the structures, all but two, appear smaller than they are now. Well, it's very interesting, gentlemen. The two smaller ones are myself and my neighbor. Of the other, there were seven of them, totally. Three of them were enlarged. Two of them weren't even there in 1969. They were built after the 1961 photographs. So you've got the only two people here that are, mine are exactly the same for 39 years. Okay, that's that. The next thing I get, after talking at one time with Mr. Bacon, was a letter dated May the 29th from the Commonwealth of Virginia, which is a standard letter noting that the fines could be up to $10,000 per day and penalties not to exceed $25,000. And so it's very disconcerting when you get a letter like this. So I called, tried to get a hold of Mr. Bacon, couldn't get a hold of him, his line was busy, so I called Mr. Robert Grab. And Mr. Grab answered the phone, and I talked to him. I talked to him several times on this. It's been very helpful. Is Mr. Grab here today? Thank you. Thank you very much, sir. So anyway, he was very helpful, and he told me to send a letter, which I did. But also in the front of this, and my neighbor just brought it to this, my attention, it says, Dear Mr. Crippen, in conformance with the provisions of 28-2-1212B of the Code of Virginia, a member of my staff conducted a site survey of your property at 26 Shore Drive on Acquired Creek on May 13, 2008. Well, that contradicts what Mr. Bacon just said, because right here in the letter it said he conducted a survey.
Mr. Crippen, let's keep the facts where they are. Let me see if I can make sure we've got it right. Mr. Bacon appeared on your property and introduced himself, whether you realize this was a state vehicle or not, as Dan Bacon with the Marine Resources Commission. You, by your own testimony, just said, I've heard about you, send me a letter. That, in and of itself, tells me that you knew who he was, that he was from the Commonwealth of Virginia because he had been to somebody else's house, and send me a letter at that point, if I was in his shoes, would be an indication that any further interaction would not be tolerated by you, and to avoid any further conflict, he left the premises.
Mr. Bowman, with all due respect, the first thing out of his mouth was, all these boathouses are illegal and must come down. This is after asking me if I can talk to you about your boathouse. That's not talking to me about my boathouse, sir.
Okay.
I mean, with all due respect, you know. So I said, which is reasonable, I think, send me a letter.
Okay.
And what the problem is, I read the first part. The damning statement here is what Mr. Shep said at the conclusion of the meeting last year. And I'm trying to expedite this thing. But he asked a question. Who were, and it's on the audio, who were the two individuals that denied entry? Well, I didn't deny entry. I said, send me a letter. But then Mr. Bacon says, and he says, who were they? Who were the two? And Mr. Bacon said, well, Mr. Crippen outright told me to get off his property and send him a letter. Mr. Crippen outright told me to get off his property. I never said that, sir. There's no other way to say that. It is not true. I could use stronger language, but it is strictly not true. I never outright told him to get off my property. That's the crust of this thing, gentlemen, is that's the only reason of the two individuals here with the smallest boathouse. Everybody else, I was approved unanimously like the other five. We both were. The only reason we got the fine, I think Mr. Shep would agree to, is because of the question. It's a reasonable question. It's a reasonable question. But I'm a former federal officer of Treasury Department, Special Deputy U.S. Marshal. I've been Vice Chairman of the Stafford County Electoral Board. I've been sworn in. I've testified many times. I do not lie. This whole country is in turmoil, our financial system melting down because of the situation of You know what I'm talking
yes,
about.
Yes, sir.
It really distresses me.
All right.
And it just wasn't true, sir. It was not true that I ordered the man off the property. Now, right. I could go through all this paperwork, and I will.
Let me see if the members of the commission have any questions at the present time. Any members have any questions of Mr. Crippen?
Just one.
Mr. Schick.
So you're stating that Mr. Bacon never asked to measure and walk out onto your dock and boathouse.
Absolutely, sir. And further than that, when I sent in the JPR or whatever you
JPA.
JPA questions, there was a question on there. Okay? Has an on-site survey been done on your property? And I checked yes because I figured he had, and then I said, well, I really don't know. And I crossed yes out and I put I really don't know right on there, on the questionnaire. So mine was different than the one my neighbor got. He had highlights, you know, and tabs and said tear them out. Incidentally, there was something there. This guy didn't like me because at the end of the meeting, if you remember last time, when you were saying, when they were talking about the penalties, you said $600 and $600 for my neighbor. And then at the end of the meeting, Mr. Bacon comes back and said something, this is $1,200. And you said, no, I meant $600. So, yeah, we got off on the wrong foot, but it wasn't my fault. When a man comes into your yard and says, all these boathouses are illegal and got to come down, and I could go all through the paperwork, but let me read, because it's not only me. It's not only
Mr. Crippen, I think what we're trying to establish today is whether or not you let the officer or let the agent of the Commonwealth of Virginia on the property to do his job. Apparently, there was some disagreement in both how it went down and the facts. We've heard from you and we've heard from Mr. Bacon, and what the commission will do is make a decision as to what exactly happened. I think we've heard enough of the issue that's at hand that resulted in the $600 civil charge.
With all due respect,
2 minutes.
2 minutes, okay. Letter from Mr. Charles Couch. Dear Mr. Bowman, members of the commission, it is my understanding my neighbor, Mr. Clark D. Crippen, is appealing the $600 fine imposed by your commission for the after-the-fact approval of the boathouse. Mr. Crippen is very helpful to me in the approval process of providing aerial photographs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, we also worked on the paperwork together. I also spoke with Mr. Robert Grab on Mr. Crippen's phone while in his front yard. This was a very stressful process for me. When I first met Mr. Dan Bacon of your office, he said about 5 minutes into our conversation, your boathouse has to go. He then said, your neighbor's boathouse, Mr. Crippen, looks like it's in compliance because it's under 700 square feet. I was quite upset and had to go to my house and lie down. Mr. Bowman and members, I believe Mr. Bacon's comments were certainly not appropriate, and I had many sleepless nights thereafter. I believe Mr. Crippen spoke with Mr. Robert Grab several times. We worked very hard to make sure that everything that your commission needed was done. I thank you for the approval of my after-the-fact permit, but my neighbor's fine seems very unfair. This is from Mrs. Leo Butterball.
I will be hearing from her next. I accepted hearsay on that letter. If she's got anything to say, she can say it before
okay.
the commission.
But the only thing I'll say was he said the same thing to her as he said to me. All these boathouses are illegal and must come down. So that's what started this thing. And right in there, I put down, you know, the letter said he's done a survey. All the letters that he sent me after this, please, we're working on the paperwork, everything. I mean, I've got all the letters here. Everything is fine. We're going along.
Thank you, Mr. Crippen.
Everything's going fine.
Thank you. Okay. Any further questions from the commission? Thank you. If we have further, we'll have you.
If anybody said needs to have a survey, all they had to do is send me a letter.
Thank you, Mr. Crippen.
Thank you.
Ms. Butterball here. I talked to Ms. Butterball yesterday. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. I just want to have the letter that I wrote because I didn't want to forget anything.
Can you do me a favor, ma'am? You raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. You state your name for the record, please.
Barbara Butterball.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, first of all, my husband and I wish to appeal the civil charge
yes, ma'am.
Of $600. An on-site was conducted on our property at 34 Shore Drive on April the 22nd, 2008, by a member of Mr. Grab's staff, and I have a copy showing that.
Ms. Butterbaugh, did you or your husband at any time have an interaction with Mr. Bacon prior to this inspection where someone didn't allow him on the property?
He was never denied access to the property. He was there three different times. If he is the one that did the on-site inspection in April that Mr. Grab signed off on, that made a total of three times he was on our property. Mm-hmm. The second time he talked to my husband, he was there for approximately 30 minutes, and they walked all through the yard down to the boathouse, looked at the neighbors' boathouses, and then he came up to the house. My husband told me Mr. Bacon would come back a couple days later, which he did. And at that time, I spoke to him and my husband. We were out in the yard, I would say maybe 40, 45 minutes. And, I mean, all he talked about was the boathouse, and it was illegal. And I asked him how he knew that, and he said he didn't have a permit. I didn't know that. I thought the permit was because as I mailed in the papers from the house, whenever we bought the house, the boat and the land plaque and everything was on it. So the next thing we got was a letter saying that they needed whatever it was, the application. So we filled that out, mailed that in. Actually, I even sent a copy of the deed, the plaque of the land, the year that boathouse was built, everything. I don't know if there was any way that we did not cooperate. I don't know how. Okay. I mean, he would have to tell.
Okay.
I have no.
I'm going to ask that question. Any question from members of the commission? Thank you, Ms. Butterball. Dan, one quick question.
Yes, sir.
You're under oath.
Yes, sir.
Just tell me about the interaction with the Butterballs that, as you recall, that was concerning to you.
The day I came back with Brad staff to do the measurements, I talked to Mr. Butterball, not Ms. Butterball. He was by himself in the driveway. I don't know if that's a garage door or a wall there, and he was by himself. And I was actually going to start with Mr. Parks' place first, but he called me over there, so I walked over onto his property. And he started asking me about why can't Mr. Parks fix his boathouse, why are we stopping him? I tried to explain he cannot go any further on this until the resolution was on the boathouse to fix it. He kept asking me why. He said, I'm ruining the guy's summer and all this stuff. And I said, I can't take care of that. We have to take care of this first. I tried to explain it. And then he told me to leave. So I turned around and left.
Okay.
And Ms. Butterball was not there at that time.
Okay.
And I was there three other times.
Okay. During those three other times, things get better?
There were three prior times. They were very cordial the other three times. That's why it kind of amazed me when I came back by myself with Brad that he kicked me off the property.
Okay.
I don't believe that. Or my husband is not the type to throw anybody or tell anybody to leave. Okay. I absolutely do not believe that.
Okay. Mr. Bowden, no, sir. Okay.
Witnesses that heard the conversation with me.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Butterball.
Okay, and also I'd like to say that, you know, this $600, that would be a great hardship.
You're on fixed income?
Yeah, we're on a very small income, and I mean $600 to us is an awful lot of money.
Okay, thank you. Certainly this is a situation where, for the benefit of Mr. Lane, Mr. Fox, you weren't here before. We didn't go to Aquia Creek hunting this dog. It was a situation where we were called down there on a violation, and one thing led to another where we uncovered a number of different violations, and I think the staff endeavored to make the situation right through the regulatory process. You also didn't have the benefit of hearing the individuals who left last meeting very pleased with the process. I don't know what happened on the way to the theater, but apparently there were some conflicts involved during the course of this situation. Staff has recommended from a position of equity that the $600 civil charge not be levied. You've heard from all involved, and I'll put the matter before the commission.
Mr. Commissioner.
Mr. Tankard.
Mr. Commissioner, I find Mrs. Butterball's testimony quite compelling. At the same time, I don't in any way think that Mr. Bacon has misspoke. So when I consider the two of you, they kind of meet into a neutral point, and then I realize the staff is recommending that we do not charge civil charge. And I think if, with due respect to Mr. Schick, he saw this civil charge as something to back up staff, to make people aware that they need to take staff seriously. So with that, with all these things in conjunction, I move that we recommend the commission agree to grant the after-fact approval without requirement to consent the civil charge.
On both cases?
Both cases.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor? I'm sorry, Mr. Robbins.
Thank you. I would just follow up and say that I think the denial of compliance inspections, I mean, denying staff access to the properties, is not something we would seek to condone, certainly, by taking this action. I think it's troubling. I think it communicates a disregard for the commission's jurisdictional authority in these matters, and yet I think it would be a waste of the state's resources to pursue the civil charges any further. And I think in a matter of equity, as staff has recommended, we should go ahead and approve after the fact without requiring the civil charge.
Thank you, Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously with two abstentions. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you all.